One story that came in recently, someone gave it to a young person, a teenager, asked them to read it, and then sat down with them to talk through it, and ended up leading them to faith in Christ. And one of the experiences that I've had is sharing the gospel directly through the use of this graphic novel. And what I do, it's one of the most natural things. I'm showing people the art and the quality of the art. So I turn to a page where it's the crucifixion, Christ is between two thieves, and so I'm showing this and I'm saying, now see how the artist has portrayed this. Of course, the Bible teaches that Jesus died on the cross for our sins to provide the way so that we could have a relationship with God. Now, this is the crucifixion of Christ, and here's a thief here, a thief there, and here's these people standing around, here's the Roman soldiers. So I'm showing them the pictures, and then I'm turning a few pages, and then the Bible also teaches that Christ rose from the grave 3 days later, and so here he is, and here's this powerful angel who's rolling back the stone, and I tell them the story about how I asked the artist to just make this a really powerful angel. This angel just will blow you away. I mean, it's just so powerful, muscular, kind of in the way that you can only see in graphic novels, you know. And so then I'm telling the story, and then he rose from the grave, he conquered sin and death, and then we can place our faith in him. So I'm showing people the art, and I'm sharing the gospel with them as I show them the art. Well, anyone who's ever seen a graphic novel will immediately recognize this is some of the finest art they've ever seen. And even people who have no interest in graphic novels say, oh my word, I had no idea the quality of this art. And so the fact that he's done all this secular stuff for Marvel and DC Comics and all just gives him credibility with people who are into that sort of thing, and so many of the movies, you know, the Spider-Man and Batman and Thor and Incredible Hulk and Avengers, these are all these popular movies are straight out of the comics. And so this modern popular culture connection with this thing, you know, seals it home. Well, there's one guy that I recently, just a few weeks ago on a plane coming home to Oregon from California, a guy who was in California for, he's a martial arts competitor and trainer, and he was getting some advanced training. And so here I am sharing this with him on the plane. And since then, we've gone back and forth in email. I've sent him several others of my books. He sent me an email just yesterday, probably about his third or fourth one, saying the books arrived. I've read everything you've given me so far. I'm going to read all of them. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I met you on the plane. Well, we're just moving forward in a relationship that really started on that plane where I shared the gospel with him, and I'm going to continue to pursue it. But the Eternity graphic novel was the key to everything. That's what opened the doors.